We have Captain Kurt Bonnarff with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
That is so hard to get used to. Captain instead of LT.
Not really. No.
It has a nice ring to it. Hopefully I can get used to it.
We have a little bit, not a lot going on right now, but there's always something going on. Actually, training is probably very important for you guys.
You know, at the beginning of the year, we started kicking in our training, and we got a couple big trainings coming up. We did anti-bias training in February, but in March, we're going to do a mental wellness training that's mandated by the state. We have our COVID responder. We'll sit down with officers and go over some mental wellness training, how to do some checks and balances to make sure that, you know, you're holding up okay. This job isn't easy on everybody, and so she'll give us some flags to watch out for. And then in April, we'll have one of our detectives, Drake, will put on a domestic violence training. We'll also cover sexual assault training. She'll work with the bridge on that because April is...
I think it's Domestic Violence Month, isn't it?
I think April is Sexual Assault Awareness.
Oh, it is.
And
okay.
Then October is domestic, but we combine our training into one. So we'll be more out there, but we do that every year as far as the mandated training. So a lot of training. Then we got firearms training, pressure point control tactics training. It's just busy time of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Always have some sort of openings, right? So jobs available?
Chris, don't we all have job openings available?
Yeah.
We do have one posted right now. I think there's actually two openings posted for our agency. It closes like March 13th. You can find information on the city's website. You can find information on our Fremont Police Facebook page. And we're doing something a little bit more aggressive this time. Jennifer McDuffie with the city HR, they're attending with some of our officers a job fair at Midland College today, and then on March 1st they're going to be attending another job fair out at Christian Field. I think on that one they're going to try to recruit some younger kids to go out there, just listen to what everybody has to say. And then I think later, maybe this month or next month, they're going to head to Norfolk and do another job fair. So everybody's competing for these employee people to work for them, and so we're just trying something different, and I think hopefully that'll give us some good candidates.
Yeah, hopefully that does. Does that include dispatch?
Yeah, there's one or two dispatch openings, so they're looking for that. I think there's one fireman or maybe two firemen opening. So the whole conglomerate of openings that they have is who they're going to be recruiting for.
Okay.
So it's kind of a catch-all.
All right. Still have some scams going around. Let's talk a little bit about the latest, how that works.
Chris, first of all, I read one that right before I came here today, and I've seen this happen twice within the last 2 weeks. It's a check washing scheme, and I'm from up by Ponca, that's why you say washing. But it looks like a pre-written check is somehow the ink is washed away, and then another amount is filled in and cashed at another location. So the only reason I bring this up is it's new to me. I've never really seen it recently. Mm-hmm. But watch your canceled checks. Watch your bank statements to make sure that that's not occurring. And if you see some fraudulent activity, contact your local bank. And then we got our normal grandkids scheme that popped up a couple times last week. And another one is... And we have people reaching out to people, develop some type of relationship with them, and then they talk the individuals into sending explicit photos of them. And once that is done, then the switch is flipped, and they start asking for $500, or they're going to post these pictures out and ruin your life and post them to the family and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send the photos. Don't reach out to these people. It's a scam. Just keep your privacy to yourself.
Yeah. Stay private, that's for
yes.
Sure. What best ways to report something? If you see something and you want the police to know.
Yeah. You know, we got our general number. It's 402-727-2677. That's the easiest way to reach us. And then we have our Crime Stoppers number, which we welcome Crime Stoppers tips all the time. That's 402-727-4002. And you can always go to our Fremont Facebook page and submit a tip from there. And we welcome all and every tip that you submit.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I asked you earlier, like the Three Corps Drug Task Force, you said they really haven't been that active, right?
And when I say that active, they're always working open cases.
Always, yeah.
So they're building up stuff. So they haven't been in the news.
Yeah.
But I know they've been very busy, and they also welcome all information, all tips, because there's a lot of business out there for them, and they welcome all the business. So they've been busy. They just have not been in the news lately.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank
you,
Mr. Walsh.
Appreciate it, as always. Captain Kurt Bardoff with us this morning on Big Dog 98.9 FM, 1340 AM.